Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness. Well, this is a live broadcast we're doing on a Friday night, December the 10th. It is great to be with you. Listen live all over, where the satellites are bringing it down. The internet is unleashing it in local areas. And then all of you who archive, again, welcome all around the world. And we're glad to have you tonight. I have a friend that sent me an article, and it's from the Vigilant Citizen. Deborah sent us an article. It's entitled, How the Animated Series G.I. Joe Predicted Today's Illuminati Agenda. Pretty amazing. I was going through the article, and it goes all over the shadow government, secret agendas, the dark side, the development of going after the funds collapsing the United States, on and on and on and on. And, of course, in the end, the G.I. Joes are coming in to save the day. So it's pretty amazing that absolutely, you know, what the world as a whole is thinking about most. I mean, Webb bought the technology. It's very clear in their search of the millions of bytes of information on the web worldwide. Well, this is one of the main issues. The end of days, chaos in the air, cataclysm coming, collapsing of nations, political, economic, military, dark side stuff. And yet, we need to hear constantly a clear, a word that tells exactly what's going to occur. That's why I want to say again, biblical revelation, prophetic revelation gives the only accurate record of future events. The events that are coming are spelled out, and they are not only progressive in one sense, the way they have been going, but they are also on a different scale going to be events that strike the world. So we have been going over these now for 2.5 years in this new project of going to the web. We've literally found that our pulpit has become the world. So again, let us welcome friends from all over. And that means on the distant islands off of continents. That means in some of the most unique places, Malta and the Vatican area and Moscow and amazing places all over that we've noticed that by the end of December, it looks like from what we can calculate, 1,600,000 and more downloads of all that we've been putting out have been going down. I'm so glad that we can keep them up and that they're archived all over. And so we want you to know that we're going to continue specifically with new courses coming up, the Book of Acts. And we're gonna title that study that will be launched literally now in January. It'll be a massive biblical study with its own player and its own web page, and it's called simply a guide manual for the end of days. I think we're going to call it the field manual for the end of days. Book of Acts coming up, and also spiritual leadership in the third millennium or in the end of days. And what we're going to have to do is mixing Deborah and Esther and Nehemiah and Daniel and Philip and, you know, what it's going to be like in the end of days. I mean, right now. And there's a tendency right now for many just to kind of stock up and kind of disappear. And others are just waiting and watching. But I think it's a time for the greatest activity and the greatest supernatural work of God in and on us than ever in all of history. I don't believe God just sets us out here at the pinnacle of satanic demonic manifestation in the end of days with the broadest level of demonic deception, seduction, signs, wonders, miracles, doctrines, all the rest, and we're just supposed to sit back and watch it all. I believe that God uses your life as a believer in Christ and my life to be the answer in this day and in this hour, to be light to the world, as Jesus said, you are the light of the world, but to see the hand of God come through our lives no differently than what we see in the Book of Acts. Individuals, hundreds, thousands, millions, Let's ask the question, can billions be reached, impacted by the unfading, irrevocable, indestructible gospel, the power of God unto salvation? Listen, no demon, not the collective, not the fallen cherub himself, has been able to stop, destroy, annihilate the body of Christ, the church that Jesus said he would build. And now listen, all over the world we know that when politics get in and when it's enculturated and when it becomes kind of an institutional, cultural, political, liberalized machine, it's no longer the church. But wherever the believer is, baptized into the body of Christ, alive with Jesus Christ, well, it's all over the pages of the book of Acts. The church was alive, deeply persecuted, massively alive, incredibly supernaturally enhanced, and literally, ultimately, nothing could stop it. Oh, they could kill some believers. And that seemed to always spur the others on even more. It always seemed to bring about the hand of God in a broader, bigger way. Does God still create earthquakes? Does he still come with power and shake buildings? Does he still do signs and wonders? Does he still blind the eyes of deep, dark sorcerers, perverting the right ways of the Lord? You look into the book of Acts, anything you see there can and will be done, I believe. And would to the Lord tonight, you begin to believe that God will work that way through your life. Once again, let me welcome everybody listening tonight. This is Rustizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. For those who are new, for those that email me and say, a friend told me to listen to you, or a friend sent me the link, or a friend sent me an MP3, well, I'm very glad that you have emailed. And lately, we've been getting to all of the newest emails on a daily basis, missing a few, but the backlog, I don't know if I'll ever be able to get to it completely. We're going to try to do quite a few. We are going to erase everything and start fresh in January, but we just want you to know that you've got to understand that this live part, this broad part, is where masses are reached, yes. But on Friday nights, usually, we're out and about doing our work. I've got another radio show tonight. We're going to do an interview late tonight. So we're going to be here tonight. And next weekend, I believe we have a friend coming in from out of state to do some prayer and some ministry too. And so we've got a lot of individual work. And we're getting ready to put out a little book on awesome grace, awesome power. It's on the issue of prayer. And the other book, Seeing into the Future. So we want to try to do all that we can and to bring all the influence that we can with the time that God gives us, with the abilities God gives us. And so we're going to ask all believers, keep us in your prayers. We'll keep you alerted. We'll keep you with what we hope will be some of the newest stuff and most pertinent things. But I do believe we are in a one-hour supernatural providential time, and we trust the hand of God in the name of the living Christ to be stretched out to save, to heal, to deliver, to bring about extraordinary miracles, to crush the dark side, to unveil the living Christ. For all that the Lord Jesus is, this is Yahweh Adonai, this is Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. And in him is life. If you don't know him, I'm telling you right now, he pursues you. And you may have come upon this voice right here only as an instrument to tell you that God pursues you, God seeks you, God summons you. There's no one that loves you more, nobody that wants you more, and God has provided the cross, the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, the ascension. He's coming back. And the fact is, in biblical revelation, all of this hellish, dark side chaos and cataclysm that's coming is the last attempt of the dark side to seduce, destroy human lives, stop God, which will not happen, because Christ is coming again. The Prince of Peace is coming. Evil shall end, war shall end, rape shall end, economic injustice in world, and all the rest, it's all going to end. Who's going to take care of the environment? Christ. Who's going to bring equity? Christ. Who's going to bring peace? Christ. On Christ, the solid rock I stand today, and I pray that's the truth for you too. The great old hymn. Well, we got a few things to share with you tonight as we think about it. And again, if you're new to The Voice, go to Shatter the Darkness, www.shatterthedarkness.net. There are hundreds and hundreds of downloads of MP3s. Hopefully, a lot of the training ones and course ones and materials. Don't forget the book, The Black Awakening, nowadays. It is the only one of a kind that is out there that deals with why there may be in the world now up to 100 million individuals that have been split and have programming, demonization. You can call it SRA, DID, MP, you know, you can call it all that, you know, all that you want to. But there's an agenda that went way back to the Nazis that has spread worldwide. And if you look at the first generation, some of you which are listening right now, if you add in Australia, Canada, England, and all of Europe, and even into Russia now, you're talking possibly 50 million victims. Anywhere, you know, the lowest we can probably tell you is 20 million. But we can also say that that's the first generation. Then there's a second generation, a third, and now a fourth. The numbers are staggering, but you're going to have to think through. And then when you do begin to understand, well, on the one hand, 100 million victims of this mind control, this transmuting of the soul, this programming, this demonization, this preparation for inside sleepers that are dedicated ultimately for the sake of being the troops of Antichrist, for bringing great hellish chaos that will usher in a new order. Where does all this come from? Why is it in all these nations? It's not just in the United States. Those of you that listen in Australia, blessings to you and grace to you. And yes, we put up prayers for all of you. And Canada and the UK and all of Europe. And this includes Russia. So it's a vast agenda, and it has been going on for over 60 years. Now that's you know, we go over the outline, the basic stuff. We give a kind of prophetic picture of how this chaos will kick off. So in a book of 664 pages, along with particular coursework that is only related to the book, there's about 100 MP3s we give you. But take a look at the Black Awakening, and we're encouraging folks nowadays. Everybody writes to me and says they wish their pastors and leaders would bring out this content, and because of the infiltration of churches, because of the new spiritual warfare levels. Well, listen, maybe get the pastor this book and help get it out there. That's the only thing I can say. And we have some new stuff coming. We have additional materials to add to it on the web. And so we will hope to give you the best of what we can. Now, I have heard today on the news, if you remember Elizabeth Smart, the little girl that was nabbed by Brian David Mitchell. Now, I watched the news earlier today that called him a street preacher that had nabbed or abducted the little girl, took her. And more things have come out about his sexual abuse of this girl. And I don't know if you've been watching this at all, but again, a guy that claims to be a street preacher. He's no real street preacher. He's one of those kind of individuals that I'm talking about, and the eight categories I'm going to clearly give you, fully give you tonight. The eight categories that include psychics, remote viewers, and occultists, New Agers, 2012ers, alienologists, some philosophers and scientists too. And that would include Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses, the Moses Berg Worldwide Church of God. And that would include, some estimate, 30,000 other cults out there in the world. It would include someone like Brian David Mitchell and all that he did. Was he religious? Yes. Did he have a perspective of Christ? Yes. Was he on target? No. Did the Spirit of God dwell in him? No. Did God, as he says, did God command him to abduct a little girl, to take her against her will, to rape her daily for 9 months? Did God command that? Listen, that again is immediate evidence of a man not crazy, but had opened up to the dark side. Whether he's deceived or willfully into it is another issue. But clearly, he is not of God, does not have the Spirit of God, does not have the living Christ dwell in him. His deeds, his words, his beliefs, everything about him. And then I noticed this last month during the court trials, he'd go in and he'd start singing and doing chanting and other things that have to take him out. He was trying to act crazy to get out of his trouble. I mean, here's a guy that plotted about how he would, he had the brains to plot how to get into the house, nab the girl, take her away, hide her out, plot her sexual abuse, do all the rest for all those months, keep her away from law enforcement and the media and everything else for all those months. He's not crazy. He's sin sick. Sin sick. Could he have demonic stuff on him and him? Sure. But he is sin sick. And so we're very glad today that he's been found guilty of all of it and that he goes down. Listen, you know who the hero is? My hero today, I mean, of course, we understand there's all kinds of heroes in life and people that just are outstanding in their courage, in their bravery. But by all means, put up your prayers for and we congratulate Elizabeth Smart. And she got up on that stand. She went through all this trial facing the very man that nabbed her and did all that he did to try to. And again, it'll be a life-changing experience. She'll never forget all that occurred. But the way she responds to it, the way she has come back at this darkness, the way she has stood there to be the whistleblower, be the one to expose, be the one to tell, be the one to give the details, and not back down from this. It is incredible. I pray that there are many of you that are brave. Some of you in the hidden places, you know you need to be a whistleblower. You know you need to tell. You know you need to help connect the dots. To my right, I have a TV on that has different news channels on. This is a different one tonight. And here's little Elizabeth right now with an umbrella, bravely, with a beautiful smile, telling about what she needed to do, what she went through. And, she comes out, once the victim taken away, but now she looks like the victor. And she has won. And may God bless her, and may God give all the healing, and may God use that life of hers in an amazing way. Well, let's say that there are perpetrators like that. Of the 100 million victims of satanic ritual abuse, MKUltra, all the projects, those are old names too, by the way, of the second, third, and fourth generation, we need to see God bring a breakthrough behind this supernatural curtain. It's the one behind the curtain operating everything, a secret power of lawlessness, yes. So it's going to take a supernatural presence and authority to break through. And that involves not just the exposure of the dark side. Listen, what good would it be if all we do is scream about it? You know, a lot of us in these kind of talk shows have been called and labeled screamers. I don't mind that at all. But it's not all we do. This involves the goal biblically instructed in Ephesians 5 to expose evil deeds of darkness. It involves what I perceive to be the will of God in Ezekiel 8, that God wills for the deep, dark, hidden underground places where all of this goes on to be exposed, to be dealt with, and for the growing numbers of victims. God cares about the victims that can't speak for themselves. that can't save themselves. And so many of you will have to become strong in prayer, strong in your witness, very strong and immovable in your faith. That's how God will come through to conquer kingdoms, administer justice, to see revivals that strike, that save tens of thousands. See, don't whittle me down to believe that all we're to do is scream about the darkness and then hide. Let me tell you something. God in no way has diminished his power, his grace, his mercy. God so loves the world. God did not send his son in the world to condemn the world, but to save. That is the will of God. So in the midst of all this stuff that we expose, don't forget the preeminent thing, the superior thing, Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ, and all that he is, all that he's doing. My friends, it's not just the discussion of 2,000 years ago. It's the Christ who dwells right now. It's the Christ, the living Christ, and his presence and his power that's in the midst of this broadcast, that's in the midst of this MP3 when you're downloading it a month later. As a matter of fact, I believe God can stretch out his hands to bring the conviction, bring the convincing, bring the drawing, bring the summons to bring some of you to salvation right now. May God stretch out his hand to heal physically. May God stretch out his hand to destroy by the authority of Jesus Christ. And we command the demonic structure, the demonic power, the demonic entities on and in and over people, where there's depression, where there is spirits holding people down. In the name of Jesus, right now, be broken and be bound and get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, stretch out your hand and deliver hearts and lives. And stretch out your hands to believers everywhere to clothe them again with the power and the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Unleash every spiritual gift. Unleash every Holy Spirit sign, wonder, miracle, extraordinary work. In this day, God, in this day, show great sign, great wonder in trampling the darkness, unleashing Christ in his word. Encourage those who have been preaching and teaching and missionaries that are downloading and listening in Mexico, in South Africa, God, in India, in across Europe again. Give great encouragement to every single believer in Christ. You're not alone. To the Satanists, to the real Luciferians listening, to those doing the recon, may God so engage you that either you give in or you go down. I pray that you give in. I pray that you will not insult the Spirit of grace or trample the blood of Christ. I mean, have you ever considered the loss of your soul? Have you ever considered the loss of your life forever? Have you ever considered hell? Have you ever considered eternal separation from God? Have you ever considered that this life is definitely not all that there is? Have you ever considered, if you're listening now, what can wash away your sin? What can free you from within? What presence, what power can come in and solve the issue that's deep in your genes? The sin nature, the death code, and eternal loss. All of that is taken care of at the cross. Thus, I'm telling you tonight, you know what I'm telling you right now? I guess I'm trying to, in this short time, answer the question that we have on the website. I've asked any and all psychics and remote viewers and occultists and New Agers and 2012ers, Scientologists and alienologists and Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses. I've asked you to re-examine yourselves. Who is Jesus and why did he come? Who is Jesus and why did he come? I'm going to go over the 8 problems that all of you that I've just mentioned have. The eight things that all of you have in common. Who is Jesus and why did he come? You ever read in Isaiah chapter 6 when the great prophet of God, the heavens are opened, and he cries out, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, Yahweh Adonai, who is, was, and is to come." Yahweh Adonai. Self-existent, always existent, God and Lord. Now that's the term. When Jesus said the words, "Before Abraham was, I am," he's telling everybody, "I am Yahweh. I am here now in human flesh. Here's what I am like. Here's what I look like." See, as I went over Courtney Brown's material yesterday, the remote viewer, the professor, when I went over the engagement he had with an extra, he called it terrestrial, an entity, and his belief that he engaged Jesus, which was not Jesus. Alert, alert, alert. I mean, it was not Jesus. And all of that spiritual revelation that he's getting, he believes is helping him to come to know about, maybe even come to a God consciousness. Why don't you just come to God and let God himself come into you? I mean, God is the reference point. God is the ultimate singularity. I mean, from God, infinite, immeasurable, indestructible, immortal, from God comes the source. There's so many things I want to get into. Grand design, Stephen Hawking, creation spontaneously starting itself or creating. And to me, it's just an irrational laugh, an amazing emptiness. Off the website for the entire week this week. And if you don't get to listen sometimes live, don't forget both the Global Star. We have the... we have all of this archive there, and off my site, we have archiving of all the messages also. Who is Jesus and why did he come? I'm going to answer part of that out of Isaiah and then move to Matthew in a little bit. But I want to go over the eight things that I think that are very, very important that are elements. So when I say to a psychic, when I say to a remote viewer that are growing by the thousands, an occultist, someone who is into esoteric spirituality, someone who's a New Ager, you're into Reiki, channeling, you're into meditations and voices. Well, what about 2012ers and alienologists? But I also want to say to those that are in offbeat cult groups and a sect like Jehovah's Witnesses and like Mormons, who is Jesus Christ and why did he come? Now, among all the names, including Scientology, including some of the other things, the Way International, Divine Light Mission, and all kinds of other groups. And let me say this to the old demythologizers that have, and to what are considered liberal seminaries. To the Jesus seminar people. It is amazing to me that they haven't understood that a worldwide global spiritual presence would continue to evolve and grow and develop to a point, and part of its agenda is to suppress the real Christ, provide a alternative fake Christ, and ultimately bring about an antichrist and instead of Christ. What's the goal? Jesus said to deceive many. The Spirit of God said in Timothy 4:1 to deceive many. God reveals blatantly in Revelation 12 that full force to bring to lead the whole world astray. So let me tell you something. It shouldn't surprise believers in Christ who know the Word of God that this is going on and that we've seen nothing yet. So if you look and see all of this manifestation, deception, seduction, real spiritual events, experiences, voices, entities, presence. They're speaking. They're giving enhancements. They're touching humanity. They're giving technology. They're giving all kinds of stuff. They are steering those who are passively willing into the coming cause of the chaos, platform for the New World Order issues, and the release of dark side presence manifested in lives, in cities, and in nations, in the air, atmosphere. Listen now, as never before, unless right now we have the highest release in all of human history, but it's the frog in the kettle approach issue. When the events begin to occur, every event will bring a massive explosion, like Pentecost, only a satanic one. Even to the point that one of these major releases will be on the scale of a planetary spiritual wave to bring about such influence that without it, there would be no Armageddon. That with it, it is the power behind Armageddon, what happens on the field, that last and final day of fallen human history. Some that are listening right now, you are in that river, a river of darkness. You're in that river of darkness, and it is flowing, and it is coming to the edges, and it is seeping over, and it is going to be a flood. But where does it lead? It leads to Revelation 19:20. So again, I will ask the question for your sake and for all the believers to realize that in the context of the Spirit of God in your life, greater is the one in you than anything dark in the world. And you've got to remember you are a temple of the Spirit of God, clothed with the power of God. But let me say, you must step out in faith. Your boldness and your empowerment and your effectiveness and your experiential release of ministry, it happens as you do it more and more and more and more and more. And there's without question, you and I are summoned by God to be involved all the way to the end. Jesus said, I will be with you always, to the very end of the age. And the end of the age isn't until Jesus returns, my friends. And depending on what age, I don't care if you're 70 years old right now listening or 65 years old listening right now. I think it was Moses that started big ministry when he was 80 years old. In your life, though our bodies get frailer, with what you've got, God the Holy Spirit, giftings of God, the gospel, and Jesus said, I will be, well, he's going to be in you. He's going to be with you. And if you read the book of Acts, he's all over those who are obedient to his mission. It's his mission. Don't create your own. I would do his mission. It's where all the power and the grace and the might and the sign and the wonder and the clear manifestation of his presence is made known. But to the psychics, the remote viewers, the occultists, the spiritualists, the mediums, the seers of the dead, the contactors of the dead, the researchers of psychic phenomena, non-human enhancements, New Agers, 2012ers, alienologists, Scientologists, on and on down the road. Here are eight things that we quickly went over on Thursday night. We're going to take 20 minutes now to go over tonight. Number one among all of you, there is a proclamation of a Jesus with no deity. So a presentation, whether this is psychic, the remote viewer, the occultist, the New Ager, on and on and on. The old Gnostics did this. Those who would like to just absorb Jesus in as one of the gods and goddesses of the Hindu religion, pantheism. You can't. You can't take and strip him of his deity. That is not Christ. 700 years before God came into human flesh as Jesus Christus, as the Messiah, as the Savior, Now listen again to the words of Isaiah 7:14. This goes all the way back. Listen to the words, "Therefore Adonai, the Lord himself, will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." And will call him Emmanuel. God with us. Later on, we can read in the Gospels where Thomas, doubting Thomas, finally got down on his knees because he saw the resurrected Christ, and he screamed out, "My Lord," and then capital G, my friends, "My Lord and my God." This is what the rest of the New Testament reveals. This is who was there in Isaiah chapter 6. Yahweh Adonai, that Isaiah the great prophet saw later in the Gospel of John, the angel says, that Isaiah saw Jesus high enough. I mean, that's who was there. That's who he saw. This is the eternal God. This is what we see in the Old Testament in the theophanies, the Christophanies, the pieces that we see of the pre-existent physical Christ, I mean, on the earth. So it's very important to understand that we're not talking about, you know, somebody was born and a divine presence came on him. No, that's not what it's taught at all. And so the number one thing among all of those groups that I've listed is a declaration of a Christ with no deity. And that is the opposite of what the prophets have said across the board. It is the opposite of all New Testament witness. It is the opposite of the truth. And there's a reason for that. Dark side spirits will consistently present a altered Christ, altered version, a fake de-deified Christ. Wherever you see anyone proclaiming a de-deified Christ, let alone the fact that it's heresy, that it's simply not the truth. Emmanuel means God with us. When we go to the Gospel of John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was imperfect in the Greek tense and always has been, always will be God. And he became flesh. It's God that's come to save us. It's God that brought in the answer. And the full deity of Christ unveiled in Colossians, unveiled in the book of Hebrews, unveiled in the pastoral writings. He is God, our Savior. He is God in human flesh. Now, this goes back to that issue. The pre-eternal existence, conception was done by God the Holy Spirit to female human egg, a virgin. Oh, yes, she was a maiden. She was a young lady, but the context of the word in Hebrew is that she would be a virgin. And that's what was true about Mary. And the conception was God the Holy Spirit to female human egg. And the genetics of that conception is God in human flesh, born God in human flesh, lived his life as God in human flesh. He's fully man, representing us, fully God. His deeds, his words, they are unequaled. They're incomparable. They are unprecedented. Anyone out there that tries to say, well, there's many Christs and there's many incarnations, well, go ahead and do the real research. I read one that says that Quetzalcoatl from the Mayans, you know, the Aztecs, that he was like a Christ. He's like Christ, just like another Christ. No, he's not. Nephilim or demon, however you want to look at it, his presence was clearly involved in human sacrifice. Even though Daniel Pinchbeck writes a book, The Return of Quetzalcoatl, and even though we have a lady that I've been watching, observing, real channeling, an entity that comes in and through her claiming to be Quetzalcoatl. But he sounds like a New Age guru. I've never seen an entity channeling through a human being, taking them over, speaking, ever proclaim describe the Lord Jesus Christ for who he really is. You know why? Because those entities are opposed to him. They are real. They can come through. They can do all that they do. They can act very nice. Please don't think that every demon has to act like a bloody pit bull when it manifests. The whole issue of 1 Timothy 4:1, when God the Holy Spirit distinctly, loudly says that in the end of days, planos, that means imposters, seducers. Satan himself being able to transform himself or make himself look like an angel of light. They're going to come that way to bring the deception, to deceive many. Like Jesus himself said, many will come in my name, saying they are the Christ. And the only goal they have, the only goal that anyone spiritually empowered to say they're the Christ, or they're presenting a Christ, or a spirit saying they're the Christ, the only reason, deceive. So every one of the groups I've listed, and I'm going to say again, psychics, remote viewers across the board, in all the spiritual engagement, revelation, and all that's happening, what's coming out is a fake, well, no deity Christ, which is a false Christ, number two. In all those situations where there's a presentation of a Christ but no deity, there's no emphasis on the cross. As a matter of fact, they want to bury the cross, or they want to think that the cross should have never really happened. We wish we can go back and take him off the cross. We don't understand the cross. We're not going to proclaim the cross. Listen, you know what? If you read in the second chapter of Colossians, the entire collective of the dark side, they fear the cross and what occurred there. So when it comes to psychics and remote viewers and Scientologists and 2012ers and all the New Agers worldwide, there's no emphasis on the cross. They're not going to point to the cross. They have no connection to it. They have no power in them, on them, the same power that was there when Christ was on the cross. And the death and the burial and the resurrection. So there's no cross, no burial, no resurrection, just reinterpretation. A non-deity, fake Jesus, with an obscuring of, a cover-up over the cross, the death, the burial, the resurrection, which is the central issue. It's where the power of God is. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the message of Christ, dying on the cross, being buried, rising from the dead, as proclaimed 1,000 years in advance, Psalm 16. As proclaimed 700 years in advance, Isaiah 53. So all of the cult groups, all of the alternative spirituality, all the counterfeit is going to continue to present a de-deified fake Jesus and no cross and no death and no resurrection. Number three, no salvation. That's right. There's no message within the New Age. There's no message among remote viewers. There's no proclamation among psychics. Scientologist. I've been to the building down there in Hollywood, Scientologist. There's been a lot of personal interaction with all of these kind of groups. I've engaged the Moonies. I've engaged cult groups all over. I've engaged the Way International individuals. I've engaged so many of these groups on a personal level in evangelism. And in some cases, purposely going after them. To evangelize, to witness, to engage them of their acceptance of, embrace of, and now proclamation of a demon-inspired false Christ, an alternative that only preoccupies and distracts and covers over the eyes and the hearts of those who've been deceived. And the third issue I'm telling you right now is there's no salvation. There's no washing of the totality of sin. There's no breaking of the satanic authority and rights over an individual. See, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. The Bible talks about our sin. The Bible talks about the sin nature. Romans 8, please study it out. There's not only the sins that we do, but a nature within that we have acquired, and it's inseparably connected to the death code. It's in our genes. We can't get rid of it ourselves. And no New Age spirituality, no counterfeit spirituality, no counterfeit from the dark side finite spirits can handle. Not one of them can break the satanic rites. Not one of them can break or bring cleansing to the sin code or the sin issue. Not one of them. Not one of them can open your spirit, open your life for the Holy Spirit of God to come in. So I've not met a real psychic, a real remote viewer, a real Scientologist, a real Mooney, a real Jehovah's Witness, a real Mormon. I haven't met one of them or read of one of them that can say, hey, I know Jesus Christ. Man, what can wash away my sin? The blood of Jesus. Christ dwells in me. I love him. He is so awesome. God is dwelling within me. Jesus Christ is my Lord, and he has given me joy in his presence and his power, and I'm following him. He is God. I am not. On and on and on. Is there any testimony like that? If a psychic, a remote viewer, a Scientologist, a 2012er, a New Ager is listening, do you have a testimony of knowing the real living Christ? Did you know that all the writers of the New Testament, every one of them knew in personal relationship Jesus Christ? That's who they're talking about. That's who they're writing about. That Jesus is alive in them. And now, 2,000 years later, I'm telling you right now that it's the same Jesus that's living in me. I know him. He changed my life. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. How can you come under the Lordship of Jesus Christ if you don't know him? How can you talk about him if you don't know him? How can these incredibly, you know, spiritually empowered, spiritually enhanced cult leaders, founders of spiritual movements, book author psychics, remote viewers, and others, how can they write all they do and not see the absolute absence? The work, the life, the person of Jesus doesn't dwell in them. And if you're one of those that I'm mentioning, I'm telling you this so you can see the difference, so that you don't get your life crowded up with counterfeit spirituality that will still cause you to lose your soul forever. Is there a reason why you don't come to the real Christ who's knocking at the door of your heart, who in the context of this prayed for and by the Spirit of the living Christ compelling of being here? I'm telling you that the living Christ summons you, seeks to come into your life, knocking at the door of your heart, knocking at the door of your heart. Will you let the living Christ, the living God, and all of his cleansing and empowerment and freedom and gift? See, 36 years ago when I received Jesus as Lord and Savior, his presence came in, his power came in, and the gift of eternal life came in. I have known for 36 years that I have the gift, because the gift of eternal life, because the Spirit of God indwells and witnesses that within. Again, if you're a real believer in Christ, you have the Spirit of Christ. If you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you don't know him. Go ahead and read the book of Romans chapter 8. Do a study of it and see the work of the Spirit of God. He's either on the inside of you, because you know Jesus, and Jesus is in there, or he's on the outside. And the good news for you, if he's on the outside and you're listening right now, he right now wants to come into your life. Yes, that does mean to lay down false doctrine, to lay down false Christ, to renounce it all, to repent of it all. And I pray the authority of Christ and the blessing of the Holy Spirit and his very presence delivers you from the demonic, delivers you from them turning on you, so you can turn to Jesus, ask him to deliver you, ask him to come into your life, ask him to save you, ask him to, and again, he's going to put the Spirit of God in you. God has enhancements, and either you're going to have God, Christ, the Spirit of God, and his enhancements, and the gift of eternal life, or you're going to have nothing but a mesh of cover-up, counterfeit. Oh, it's all real. It's really all real, but spiritually lethal in the end. So do you want to serve the deception and delusion of the ages? Do you want to have the precursors of the coming New World Order and the Antichrist himself on you? Or do you want to have the Spirit of the living God dwell in you? Then do it today. Then renounce the dark side and all of the other doctrines of demons and lies and fake Jesuses and all of the non-human enhancements that comes from imposter spirits. Renounce it. Call on the name of the living Christ, Yahweh Adonai, Yesu Christu, the Lord Jesus Christ, and let him come into your life. Open your heart to him. Believe on him. Receive him. Forgiveness, empowerment, freedom. Knowing him personally. That's what salvation is all about. And in all those groups that I've mentioned, there is no salvation. There's only a preoccupation. Number four, and this goes along with number three, there's no knowing Jesus. On the streets, when I met the girl from Korea that was proclaiming Sun Moon as greater than Christ, she didn't know Jesus. When I went to the Scientology building there in Hollywood and engaged one of their teachers and trainers and Thetans, I don't know what they're really called, but he didn't know Jesus at all. When Jehovah's Witnesses came to my door, we began to talk for a while. I looked right at him and said, do you know Jesus in your life? Does the living Christ live in you? See, John 17, Jesus said that I myself might be in them. You read it in Colossians, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Either the living Christ, God in human flesh that gave his life, yes, died, buried, raised, ascended, coming again, but right now by the infinite, uncreated, omniscient, omnipresent Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ. That's why if you're in Russia and you know Jesus and the Spirit of God indwells you, you know that I'm your brother. That's why if you're off that small island off the coast of South Africa or there in Hawaii or up there in Alaska or over there in Paris or right next door in Pennsylvania or down there in Columbus, the evidence of a real believer is the Spirit of God dwells in you. You know, the evidence of a real believer in Christ is not that they're perfect. They're just a human being that has received the Savior and the presence and the power of God. Now, that presence and power of God is going to cause us to grow, and we're supposed to. And if you and I are real believers that are allowing any of the old sin nature or the ways of the world, you know, get rid of it, man. Number four, none of these groups that I'm talking about, their books, personal encounters, they don't know them. If you watch videos of them, they don't talk about Jesus, the Christ of God. They don't talk about knowing him. Sylvia Brown's book that I dealt with, where she writes this major treatise on Christ as a psychic. Her spirit guide has given her all the information, basically. She presents a de-deified, no cross, no resurrection, no salvation Jesus. And in the entire book, it's clear, in her own testimony, she doesn't know him. It's all about knowing him. It's all about knowing him. To know him is to know God. Number five, in all of these groups, the collective, all of the groups that I'm mentioning here, they promote a fake Christ. It's not that they not only reject or have been misled, they don't, you know, they believe in a de-deified psychic or New Age, cosmic, little Christ that people can evolve to, or an alien Christ like Courtney Brown that didn't demonstrate anything that the real Jesus did. So the problem is, not only have they embraced and accepted false doctrine, false revelation from fallen finite spirits, and a fake version of a non-saving, non-deity, a fake Christ. They now promote. And let me say that if you're someone that promotes a false Christ, even as Sylvia Brown did, even as some others do, and I warn before God, remote viewers and others, if you're doing this. Galatians, the Spirit of God, God himself says, Galatians chapter 1, you got to read this. It's where the apostle that once opposed Christ, but later come to know him personally, had the living Christ dwelling in him, obviously announcing his deity, his savior, saving work of the cross, and of course the saving work in his life. So when you read Galatians, you're going to see all about the real Christ. But chapter 1 warns, because it began way back then. As a matter of fact, it tells that if we, preachers and so forth, or even some angels say they're coming, and they present a different Christ, a different gospel, it actually says, let them be anathema, eternally cursed. Promoting a false Christ to other humans is such a violation of the Spirit of God, such a violation of spirituality, such a horrendous deception that may aid and abet a person's being lost forever, that God comes down hard, very hard. And so I warn you before God today that if you are promoting a false Christ, you are in opposition to God. You are doing a horrendous thing. You are deceived and deceiving others. You ought to read Galatians chapter 1. Number 6, they are all gripped. Every one of those that I'm talking about are gripped by, yes, Spirit-inspired writings, but not by the Spirit of God. In the book of Timothy 4:1, it's called Didache of Daimonia. Check it out. Number 7, among all those I've listed, and including the remote viewers and the Scientologists and including the psychics and the readers of the dead and New Agers and 2012ers, I'm going to tell you right now, you have become a platform for and you aid and abet the Luciferic agenda for the coming chaos and the new world order. You have the precursors of what the Antichrist desires. Number 8, you have been led astray, and you may be leading others astray. Perhaps by God's providence, even a leader, a book author, a major player, you know that you don't have the real Christ. You know you don't have salvation. You know you don't know him. You know you don't have anything but a fake, de-deified, psychic, New Age, cult, alien, fake Jesus. Get out of it. Give your life to Christ. We've come to the end of the hour. The music is here, and all I can tell you tonight is this. Turn to the living Christ now. He will save you. Remember us in your prayers, and dear believers and friends, remember us in support. God bless you tonight. Good night.